So I got permission for this story. This past week, one of my spin instructors told a story about adopting two guinea pigs. I asked her if I could tell this at church. She said yes. It was so perfect when you consider what our gospel reading is. And I like it when the spin instructors talk about their lives and tell some stories, because it distracts us from the intense work that we're doing or about to do. And it creates community, right? Story creates community. That's what this is all about. Church and God and Jesus and us, our lives, are about our stories and sharing them. So she saw an ad about two guinea pigs that were free. Free cage, free food, free accessories included, just to the person who would take these guinea pigs. And she thought, okay, my kids would enjoy these animals, so I'll go and get them. But it turned out that these guinea pigs were not as free as it may have seemed from the ad, because the cage smelled so bad that she had to throw it out. She had to get a new cage, and the guinea pigs themselves were really dirty and smelled bad, and then it turns out that they were sick. They have ringworm. So she's telling us about this and how they're already attached to these guinea pigs. But the thought's going through my mind, do you really need to take these to the vet? Couldn't there be some cleaner, healthier ones you could sort of switch out? But that's not a very nice thought. And of course they couldn't do that, because these were the guinea pigs meant for them. The ones that had been lost had been relegated to the other family's garage because the kids in the last family were scared of them. So these lost guinea pigs had been found. You couldn't just get rid of them because they took some work. There was no substitute for these animals. And there's no substitute for you. And for me, there's no substitute. God chooses us every day. And that's our little refrain for today. When does God choose us? Every day. Our God of love will never let us go and is going to search for us always, again and again. You may remember my friend Dave the dinosaur. He's at home today with my dog, Dash. He decided he'd stay and keep Dash company. But Dave told me another story about his troubles with church. Before he found Holy Comforter, one of the reasons he didn't want to go to church was he felt that he wasn't good enough to go. In Dave's last church, they talked about sin all the time, not in the context of God's forgiveness, but in the context of how terrible everybody is. Especially Dave, he felt. Now, at least that's how he heard the message. And this is a tricky thing in our time, because some of the old words that are so important aren't understood in our context, so we have to explain it. But I'm guessing, and maybe you've been to a church like that, where it was all about how sinful you were and how you had to do things to be better. And of course, you know, we always want to do the right thing, but ultimately this is not the theology that we believe in. We believe in the grace of God. We have a message of love and forgiveness and mercy, and what we believe about God is what we've experienced and learned in church. So it might be hard for us, if you've been here or in the Episcopal Church for a long time, to realize there are many people out there who stay away from church because they think they're not good enough. I've known people have said this to me in addition to Dave. I've had some people say they didn't feel worthy to receive communion. Now let's be clear. If communion or coming to church were a reward for good behavior, some of us, if not all of us, would not be here today or at a time in the past. And it can be confusing. I just recently, because society confuses us, it's all about winning and losing, right, and making up points or getting rewards instead of grace. So I recently watched the show The Good Place. Who's seen that, The Good Place? All right, apparently it's a thing, like people are into it. I just saw the first episode, so I was fascinated by it. In the first episode, a woman has died, and she has gone to the good place, not the bad place. And she learns there from the angel guy, I don't know, Ted Danson, that every person is like, there's a score. Like everything we do is scored. If you do something good, you get a green plus and numbers for that, and you get certain numbers based on how good it is. And if you do something bad, you're in the red category, which is the bad category, and you're getting minus points. And it turns out, according to this theology of the good place, not many people can go to the good place. Not many people at all. So that's not Christianity, or it's not. Okay. But people might think it is, right? What if you've never been to a church and your only experience of religion, and this is true for some people, has been watching that show? They might think we keep track like that, or God keeps track like that. We do not. So everyone is in need of forgiveness and healing, and that's a big word, healing, that is important to see in this context. It's such a huge part of our Christian faith that everyone has sinned, right? Everyone has sinned and fallen short. Everyone's done things. Everyone needs healing. But we talk about that in the context, again, of God's love and forgiveness, the God who does not keep score, but who gives God's own self as the answer to this. Sometimes people said sin distances us from God, but I think it's more that when we do things that aren't in the realm of God's love for everyone, this distances us from knowing God's grace, not from God, because God just is always here for us. When does God choose us? Every day, right? Every day. But we might feel distant sometimes. And when we do, that's the time to find some people, right? Find some people like those here. Find a place, find a church, find a community where we are transformed, where we become more and more in the image of Christ through our prayers and our music and our friendship with each other, through our connection with God here in this place and through communion. Remember, not a reward. It is the answer. It is our answer. It is God's answer. God's way of transforming us and bringing us close. This is what grace is about. This is what Jesus is about. And Jesus told stories about God's love and purpose for humanity using the everyday things of his time. Instead of guinea pigs, Jesus talked about sheep and coins. Like guinea pigs, though, searching for a lost sheep was a messy, smelly business. I don't know, sometimes in my mind in the past, I may have imagined this bucolic, you know, sheep and shepherd and the beautiful field. It was hard work. It was not easy to find the smelly, missing sheep that probably got in a big mess. And the lost coins, the woman had to sweep the house, right? So there's a lot of dust, and it wasn't easy. And maybe that coin was in a hard-to-get-to place in the house. In a world where people were treated as expendable in Jesus' time, and sadly in our time too, Jesus made the point that God's love is a searching love, a love that finds us, finds everyone. And when found, there is celebration in the union with God. So this week, as you go about the busyness of your lives, maybe consider how you have sensed that God found you in the past. How did God's grace come to you in unexpected ways and places? Maybe in the midst of a really messy situation, or when you felt you'd lost your way. When does God choose us? Every day. When does God choose everyone? Every day. Our faith is personal, and it's important to remember that you are chosen and that God is always searching for you and for me. Never let us go. Never stop looking for you. But our personal faith is not private. and finds its deepest, strongest connections with God in community. Remember the context in which Jesus told these two parables that we heard today. Some who considered themselves better than others were criticizing Jesus for welcoming and eating with all, those they considered beyond God's love, sinners. Jesus makes the point that the lost sheep is part of the family of sheep, that one sheep is part of the whole, and the whole is not complete without the one. When one is lost or excluded, the community suffers. When all are united, it's time to celebrate. The coins, too, that one lost coin belonged to the others. And no matter how messy the sweeping was going to be, the woman searched. And she would rejoice, too, when this coin is found and brought together with the others. Both of these stories teach about God's determination to find and restore community, to find everyone and bring us together. There's a cartoon I've mentioned before in another context, but it certainly fits here. It's the one of Jesus bringing a sheep back to the group on his shoulders, and the sheep says, "I wasn't lost, they kicked me out." In this cartoon, it's a gay sheep, and you know that because of the pride colors. But it could be representing any person or any group excluded. I'm so thankful that we're having a forum today on Islam, coming right after the anniversary of 9/11. Because as we all know, the actions of some have impacted the lives of many, many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, our friends who live in our neighborhoods and go to our schools and are here with us. We're all one. And to be able to affirm the goodness of Islam today is a wonderful thing. People are kicked out. People feel lost, feel bad. It's not good when that happens. Who are people, in addition to some of our Muslim friends, that we see being treated as expendable in our time? What are the situations that seem to be ignored, that people just don't want to look around for, but leave it in the dark corner of the house under the dust? We don't want to look at it. We who follow the Christian path, we who follow God as revealed in Christ, we are the ones who are called, along with everyone, but we know it. We know we are called to be about uniting the human community wherever and whenever we are, everywhere. God became truly human to find us, to live among us, to know us, to unite all of us in hope and love. Our Christian story is one of great sacrifice in order to share great love, love that will never die, love that gives us all life and eternal life and community. May we know this great searching love of God. May we be inspired to seek those who are lost or what may seem lost or excluded. May we be an active part of God's desire that all are valued and included. Amen.